Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, January 21st, the third Sunday after the Epiphany. Today, Deacon Rich Wilson speaks to us, and John Reichert offers the following questions as you listen to Deacon Rich's sermon. 1. Jesus calls his first disciples with the message, "The time is fulfilled," and "The kingdom of God is near." Think of those times when you have felt Jesus being near to you. 2. Jesus became incarnate, or, in other words, God in human form. As Jesus found it good to be human, we should also rejoice in being human. 3. Jesus shows us how to show our human goodness to others. Deacon Rich mentions that we each have original goodness. Reflect on the ways you see your goodness and how you share it with others.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of the Lord and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in the boat mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat and the hired men and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
From Mark's gospel that we just read, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christmas season has been over almost 2 weeks now. But I'm still basking in the feast of Christmas. This Christmas, Kathy and I were together here in Florida for the first time since we moved here in 2009. We were with you, we were with our children, their spouses, 4 grandchildren, and Kathy's sister and her spouse. It was wonderful. New experience for us. The 12 days of Christmas just prolonged the wonderfulness. And when the Feast of the Epiphany arrived on day 13, I was just not ready to move on. But Epiphany stubbornly refused to yield and drew me into its own treasures. For me, it miraculously turned the Feast of Christmas into the Feast of the Incarnation, a name that has its roots in St. Francis of Assisi, who staged the first live nativity scene 800 years ago in Greco, Italy. And that changed everything. Epiphany celebrates events that manifest the divinity of Jesus. As the Gospels in Epiphany proclaim the coming of the wise men, the baptism of Jesus, and the calling of the disciples. In today's Epiphany-tide Gospel, Jesus calls Simon and Andrew and James and John, but more importantly, Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. But what is the good news? This year, for me, the good news is that Jesus has taken human form in the birth of the baby Jesus. Or, as we will say in our creed today, Jesus became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. Incarnation, the Word becomes flesh, fully human, fully divine. The Gospel of Luke, with its extended infancy narrative, and Matthew's Gospel tell the story in vivid detail. And according to one of my favorite teachers, that means that it's good to be human. It's good to be on this earth. It's good to have a body. It's good to have emotions. God is with us because the kingdom of God has come near. That's good news that changes everything. We're in the beginning of Mark's gospel today, first chapter, verses 14 through 20. But right from the first verse of Mark's gospel, the evangelist states his premise, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. But the good news doesn't really begin in Mark's gospel. Jesus the Christ has been good news for all of eternity, from the creation of all things by God to this very moment. 30 to 40 years after Mark's gospel was written, the Gospel of John boldly proclaims, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Word became flesh and lived among us." From John's gospel account of the beginning to today's gospel account of Jesus coming to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, it's all about the good news. Today, it's easy for us to focus too much on bad news, on the darkness rather than the light. There is sin and evil in the world. Why else would Jesus tell all of us that we have to repent? We hear a lot about original sin. In the fall, Adam and Eve disobey God and bring sin into a perfect world. And the saga continues as Adam and Eve bring the first children into a now imperfect world, only to have Cain murder his brother Abel. It's all in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, chapters 2 and 4. I have a scratchy throat. It's all in the first book of the Bible. If we're brutally honest with ourselves, we too are sinners. And these stories are an important part of our Christian theology. All of us have to repent, to change in order to find and believe in the good news of Jesus the Christ. But why is it so easy for us to jump past the first story of our creation in Genesis, the story some call the original good news, or I'm stuck on good news, what some people call original goodness. It's easy for us to jump over that first chapter of goodness to chapter 2, Adam and Eve and original sin. Chapter 1 in Genesis is the story, the first story of our creation. God and Jesus Christ create everything in 6 days. The heavens, the earth, the light, the sea, the vegetation, all this in just 3 days. And God saw that it was good. God then separated day from night on the 4th day. And God saw that it was good. And then God created creatures from the water, birds to fly above, and they were fruitful and multiplied. And God saw that it was good on the 5th day. On the 6th day, the earth brought forth living creatures of all kind. And God saw that it was good. And God made humans in our own image. And God blessed them. And it was so. God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was very good. But you shouldn't, I apologize. And there was, I forgot the last part of that quote from Genesis. And there was evening and there was morning, the 6th day. And God says everything is very good. It's all right there in the first chapter of Genesis, original goodness. God lovingly looks on everything God and Jesus created and pronounces that it is good, it is good, it is very good. Doesn't that include us? You are good. You are good. We are very good. But you shouldn't take my word for it. So I've done my homework, and I found 2 renowned Bible commentators to back me up. And they have both come to the same conclusion God did in the Genesis 1 account of creation. On the first day of Epiphany, 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago, Father Joseph Hudson, Father Joseph Hudson performed Asperges. Remember? After we renewed our baptismal vows, he sprinkled all of us with water and with these words. You are God's beloved children, and you make God bring God great joy. You are God's beloved children, and you bring God great joy. We are God's beloved children. And we bring God great joy. Finally, on the first Sunday after Christmas, the Reverend John Reihard and his wife, Catherine, shared with us one of the ways they expressed their love for one another. Do you remember? Was it before or after the Jesus Loves Me song? After the Jesus Loves Me song. Allow me to paraphrase John and Catherine. You are the best. You are the best. We are the very best. Get it? It's all good news. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Alleluia, alleluia.